My name is Ana Rivera. I am part of the National Front of People Resistance, and I am in the Political Commission of Libre. I am also Secretary for International Affairs in my base organization, which is Organización Política Los Necios.
And you're on a tour right now talking about the upcoming elections in Honduras.
Yes, I am on a tour to talk about the elections, to ask people to keep their ears open towards what is happening in Honduras. So I start my tour here in San Francisco. I am also going to Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, and New Mexico. And I am going to finish my tour in Los Angeles, in LA.
Can you expand on the kinds of fraud that you expect and what international observers can do when they're there?
Yes, since we are expecting fraud to happen, we are asking international observers to try to make their way up to the polls, try to get accredited and watch the polls, watch while people are counting the votes. But if they cannot get accredited, because that is also being a possibility since the electoral tribune is in hands of the people in the power right now, they have to guard also the polls from the outside, watch for human rights violations, watch for people trying to get into the polls and make a mess in the polls, because another type that people can make fraud is that they take the boxes where the votes are being counted and they will not people let count the votes. So they have to be watching and denouncing any kind of this situation that might take place where they're going.
And last year, I was there for the primary elections, and last year we saw, and we heard this from a number of people all over the country, that the young people who had just turned old enough to vote couldn't get their credentials. Do you see that at all, or do you anticipate things like that happening again this year, or have you heard of that, or has that issue kind of been resolved?
So they said that everybody to get identifications or to be translated to vote from one place to another was up until August 12th. So people that didn't get it, they're not going to get it. And I heard that here in Los Angeles, there is going to be a poll. And many people did not get registered. The people from the Electoral Tribune came here and did not do their work. For example, the people that are part of Department 19, who are the Honduras organized here in California, most of them are not going to be able to vote here because the people of the Electoral Tribune did not do their work. So this is very sad for us as well. In the capital city, many people also are not going to be able, if they lose their identities, they're not going to be able to get them back before their elections. So the ones that have it need to take care of them. And if people already did not make a transaction or do not have their identities, now that time is lost. They already have, they already shut down so people can make new ones.
And then the last question that isn't a little one, but can you talk about the case of Berta Cáceres and Aurelio and Tomás, yeah, and where that case is at the moment?
The case was that Berta, Tomás, and Aureliano are the three leaders of COPIN, that is an organization that fights for indigenous rights. So they were at Rio Blanco. It's a river where a dam is being built, and that is land of a group of indigenous people called the Lencas. So they were helping these people fight for their land, and they got repressed by military men that were taking care of the owners of the dam. And two people were killed, and Berta Cáceres, they filed a lawsuit against her and the two other members of COPIN. So at the moment, they just had their first hearing, which just led to another hearing. So we haven't had much information on how it is going. They practically are just removing and letting time pass by. But we need also people pressuring the government to let that go, because that is an incorrect lawsuit. That is not true what she was suited for. And the ones that had to have a trial are the people that shot towards them. So that is how things are going right now.